Welcome to the Best Instructional Design Practices for Retail Training podcast. We're here to share strategies for building effective retail training programs that meet the unique demands of a fast-paced industry. Today, we'll cover best practices for instructional design tailored to retail. Whether you're a training professional or store manager, these tips will help you create training that boosts employee performance and enhances customer satisfaction. 1. Top instructional design tips. Retail training must be quick, engaging, and practical. Here's how to make it effective. Align with retail goals. Focus on key objectives like customer service, product knowledge, and sales skills. Each module should serve a specific purpose. Blended learning. Combine digital resources with on-the-job practice. Microlearning, short, focused lessons, lets employees absorb information without taking too much time off the floor. Interactive elements use role plays, gamification, and knowledge checks to reinforce learning and keep employees engaged. 2. Setting effective learning objectives. Clear objectives keep training focused and actionable. Tie to business goals. Link objectives directly to desired outcomes, like boosting sales or customer satisfaction. Make skills actionable. Focus on practical skills. Specify actions like demonstrate customer service techniques. Use measurable language. Frame objectives in clear, measurable terms to easily assess success. Incorporate just-in-time learning. Offer quick reference objectives that employees can access on the job. 3. Know your learners. Understanding employees' needs makes training more relevant. Identify roles and responsibilities. Customize content for each role, from sales associates to managers. Adapt to learning preferences. Blend short, hands-on sessions with mobile accessible digital content, ideal for employees to access during breaks. Focus on practical skills. Prioritize skills for immediate application on the floor, like customer service and handling stock. Align with brand culture. Infuse brand values to connect employees with the company's mission. 4. Linking training to business goals. To design impactful training, align it with your business's broader goals. Anchor training to outcomes. Ensure training aligns with results like increased sales or better customer service. For example, customer service training should focus on communication and product knowledge. Create measurable benchmarks. Set metrics to track effectiveness, helping you make data-driven improvements over time. 5. Reducing cognitive load. Simplify training for better retention. Chunk information. Break topics into small, digestible parts to help employees absorb content gradually. Use clear language and visuals. Avoid jargon. Use simple language, images, and infographics to convey key points. Incorporate microlearning. Offer short lessons that don't interrupt workflow. Real-world scenarios. Use examples relevant to retail to help employees connect new information to daily tasks. 6. Active learning benefits. Active learning keeps employees engaged and improves knowledge retention, boosts engagement. Role plays and group activities keep training interactive, enhances knowledge retention. Applying learning in scenarios improves memory and performance. Improves customer service skills. Practice builds confidence for handling various customer needs. 7. The power of feedback. Feedback is essential in retail training. Encourages improvement. Regular feedback helps employees grow their skills. Enhances confidence. Positive feedback boosts morale and prepares employees for customer interactions. Fosters a supportive environment. Open communication makes learning collaborative and supports growth. 8. A learner-centered approach. Design training with employees at the center. Customize for each role. Tailor training to daily responsibilities so employees learn skills that are directly applicable. Engage through interaction. Use activities that allow safe practice and teamwork. Flexible, mobile access. Offer bite-sized, mobile-accessible modules for learning during busy days. Thanks for tuning into the Best Instructional Design Practices for Retail Training podcast. Today, we explored instructional design practices for the retail world. By aligning training with business goals, reducing cognitive load, focusing on active learning, and providing feedback, you can create training that empowers employees and enhances customer experience. Subscribe for more insights on effective retail training strategies.